Now, the serpent on the pole was a type of the cross. We know that from John 3, which Jesus made direct reference to that. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And the reason it was a serpent on a pole, because that serpent's a type of sin. And that's a type of Jesus who was going to be on that cross, taking our sin. And so, we see something that's very important here, that they were forgiven and healed because of the serpent on the pole, because of the work of God through Jesus Christ. Now, there are vast numbers of thought that said you're not healed. Nobody heals today. I suppose they can't read. I can show it to you probably in 50 places in the Scripture. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever healed anybody, He heals today. Or He's changed. And if He's changed, He lied. And if He lied, maybe you're not saved. I'm just saying. So they looked at the serpent on the pole. So you've got to make a choice. Now you imagine serpents at your feet and you're looking at the pole. See, that's sometimes the trauma of whatever dilemma you're in, is keeping your eye on the Lord, keeping your eye on the cross, keeping your eye on the pole and not on the disease. Keep your eye on His pain for you and not your pain. I can think about my pain, or I can think about the pain that He suffered for me. Now, when I have a dilemma, in the middle of the night, I quote the 23rd Psalm frequently, very frequently. I love the 23rd Psalm. My next resource would be to keep my mind centered on what Jesus had done on the cross and on the sacrifice that was made and the fullness of that sacrifice. That sacrifice was for sin and for sickness. Now, let's look at Isaiah 53 and go over this. I gave you three translations of Isaiah 53 on your sheet. We'll read them eventually. This is the prophetic chapter that talks about the cross and what Jesus is going to do. Now, I'm going to keep my mind on the cross. You know, one of my least favorite things is the dentist. When I go to the dentist, I have to be prayed through. I'm not praying for you, I'm praying for me. I'm not praying for him, I'm praying for me. He's well trained, I like him. I just don't do that with great grace and great power. So when I'm laying there looking at the ceiling, I'm not counting the ceiling tiles. Somebody told me that was a good thing to do. I'm not counting ceiling tiles. I'm thanking the Lord for successful treatment. I'm thanking Him and quoting Scripture to myself. Say, what if they think you crazy? Listen, everywhere I go, they already know I'm crazy. Even so in my family. Doesn't make any difference. You have to put the Word and the cross in place of the trauma that would molest your mind. What the devil is trying to do, and listen to me, is rape your mind. To destroy the godly thoughts. To destroy that which would give you power and put you over. And to get you to think like he's thinking. The word devil is diabolos in the Greek. I'm not a Greek scholar. I don't know this because I know some Greek scholars. Satan is his name. Devil is what he does. Diabolos means to penetrate, to go through and through. It means to throw something that penetrates. And what he's doing is throwing a thought at you and thought at your mind, thought at your mind, thought at your mind. Think about that. Think about that. Think about that. Think about that. Until he gets you to believe that, to buy that. And then that thought goes through your mind and takes control. It has some credence there. One gentleman that's a very fine teacher, I've heard him teach, he's a very fine teacher, but it's a very difficult place to teach, very difficult. And they told him right up front, you know, we don't like teachers. Well, that's good when you're the new kid on the block, you know. And he's gone on, and he talks to me frequently, and we talk, and we pray and so forth and so on. So the other day he said, well, you know how boring teaching can be. He got that from them. He listened and listened, and they bombarded his mind and bombarded his mind, bombarded his mind, till it took that thought took over. And the minute you have a thought trying to take over, you got to stand up and say, no way. But you can't be empty-minded. Empty mind, devil comes back quickly. You got to put something in that mind. So put some thought of the Word. Put some thought of the cross. Now, here's what the cross did. Verse 4, surely he bore That word bore is this word. Now watch. This is Hebrew. NASA. Isn't that the interesting thing? That word bore is the word NASA. Where have you heard that before? Well, right over on our coast. And you know what it means? To lift up and carry away to a distance. That's what it means in Hebrew. Now, I don't know if NASA knew that or if it was just a happenstance. To lift up and carry away. To lift up and carry away. To remove to a distance. It means to remove something for someone else. To substitute for someone. To lift up their burden. To carry it away.